Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, I hear we're going in and out still. Please keep in mind so many other great ways. You could just pick the show right up on my X feed. I always stream live there. And you can just, it's Tara Servatius, whether on Facebook, on X, on Rumble. You can always go there if our stream is having problems. And we're everywhere. So, and again, I apologize profusely for whatever's going on with our stream this morning. Okay, folks, when you step back and you look at the level of the FBI censorship, now think about this, what we've learned this morning, okay? I mean, this is a mind meld type situation. When you understand that on the one hand, the FBI knew of this Chinese plot to manufacture tens of thousands of fake driver's licenses in order to manufacture tens of thousands of fake absentee ballots for Chairman Ho, Joe Biden, our first Chinese-owned president. Okay, on the one hand. And we've learned about that this morning. So number one, you got a plot. Number two, you got confirmation of the plot. They caught 19,000 of those fake Chinese driver's licenses the Customs and Border Patrol did coming into the country. They didn't get them all, but they just got, that was just one tranche, which shows you how massive this operation was. One tranche, 19,000 fake driver's licenses for the purposes of fake voting for Chairman Ho, Joe Biden, the rest of us. On the other hand, what John Solomon is not talking about this morning, but I covered exhaustively, you know I'm obsessed with this, is the FBI's censorship, including of me. And the norm during that time, the Democrats had to censor. When I say the Democrats, the FBI was Democrat-controlled. Trump never conquered it in his last term. He did not control the FBI. Still doesn't, in my opinion. Got a little bit of control at the top, but not the full enchilada. So when you step back from that, on the one hand, they're censoring. No wonder they were censoring anything having to do with election fraud. Because there was election fraud. And they were covering that up inside the FBI at the time. So if you're just tuning in to me right now, this is a bombshell. FBI knew. Agent had done an interview, as he should have, took the report from a whistleblower. The FBI knew damn well the Chinese had this scam going. They had used TikTok to harvest the personal data of millions of TikTok users. No wonder there were so many voters in the 2020 election. It was so weird. Remember how it was so weird that Joe got all those votes? I mean, Barack Obama, who, say what you like about him, wildly popular. Joe Biden blows by him. 8-9 million votes. I mean, all Joe did was hang out in a basement. Boy, love people love Joe. Turns out the Chinese love Joe. Folks, I bet you they stole this election this way. I bet they did. So on the one hand, you've got the FBI. They learned that not only has China harvested the personal data of millions of TikTok users, turned it around, used it to make fake IDs indistinguishable from real IDs because they're using real American data and they're shipping them into the country. And we know for a fact the plot went forward because we caught 19,000 of these licenses at the border coming from China via Hong Kong. The FBI buried it, scrubbed every last bit of evidence from their servers. Not just the report itself, but any computer data that indicated it had ever been there. while they censored anybody who said, you know, it seems like there's fraud here. These numbers really just don't add up. I can remember going through the numbers in the days after the election. It didn't make sense when compared with previous elections. Battlegrounds and bellwethers were doing things they'd never done before. Oh, but you couldn't put it online. It'd be censored. By who? The FBI. The same agency that covered this up. All while Christopher Wray went before Congress at this exact time saying there was zero evidence of foreign plot, knowing damn well there was evidence of a foreign plot. Remember how big this censorship effort got? We only know that because Elon Musk, God bless him, bought X, and they did the Twitter files. Millions of posts gone. Tens of thousands of accounts taken. Silenced. Gone forever. So you wouldn't talk about the election fraud by the Chinese. So you couldn't talk about how the numbers didn't add up. So you couldn't talk about, wow, there's more like people voting in this county than there are people registered in this county. Oh, shut up! As John Solomon writes, this wasn't some careless screw-up. This was deliberate, calculated cover-up. The FBI didn't just drop the ball. It went out of its way to bury explosive evidence of a foreign power trying to rig a U.S. presidential election. Instead of doing its job in protecting America's election integrity, it chose to protect Biden's campaign by destroying the very documents that exposed the truth. It lied to Congress, scrubbed the report, tried to erase one of the biggest national security threats of our time from the record. At this point, folks, I had somebody quote the show yesterday. He'll be back. Where else is he going to go to get information? I said, Tara, I can't step too far from you. You keep saying that the Democrat Party is merging with our enemies. They're merging with China. They're merging with Iran. They're merging with the cartels. I just can't believe they would. Too bad you missed this morning, sir. You're watching China and the Democrats and the FBI work in tandem. Now, put the whole enchilada together with what we've just learned this morning. That the FBI lied and covered up this plot by China to manufacture tens of thousands of ballots for Joe Biden in a battleground state. Caught him dead to rights. We have actual hard evidence they did it in form of the fake licenses. Now back it way the heck up. Back it up to 2019 and open the lens really wide. The FBI's other part in this plot. They knew that Hunter Biden had taken that $30 million from the Chinese. They knew that Joe Biden was the big guy and took 10%. They knew this was felonious because they did not report it to the IRS and Hunter didn't register as a foreign agent. They knew all of that because the IRS whistleblowers, the agents investigating it, had it. And how did they know? Why did they know? They knew because they had the laptop and all the evidence was on the laptop. So what was the final piece in helping China take over the highest office in the land? No discussion of the laptop allowed. They went so far as to censor Donald Trump's account, Kayleigh McEnany, who at the time was a spokesperson, her account, and the oldest journalism, the oldest paper in the country, founded by Andrew Jackson, the New York Post, censored. Because if you could say the laptop was real and not Russian disinformation, those poor Russians. If you could say the laptop was real, then the evidence of China's control and purchase, the Biden family, and the money laundering that required would be real too. And for some reason, the FBI wanted a president owned by China. Again, folks, remember the dates here. They did not do this because Joe Biden was a Democrat and they want to help the Democrats. That's not why. Why is that? Because Joe Biden was losing when they did it. In 2019, Joe Biden wouldn't win his first primary till Jim Clyburn, South Carolina. In 2020, they were covering up the laptop in 2019 as the campaign was on suicide watch. Again, it wouldn't have hurt the Democrats one iota to lose Joe at that point. They had plenty of, quite frankly, better candidates. Amy Klobuchar was a better candidate. Heck, Pete Buttigieg at that point was a better candidate. But they had to have this one. It had to be this one. It had to be the one that China owned. So not only did they lie and cover up the evidence of grotesque crimes, the money laundering and the bribes by China, on the one hand, they would interfere again to allow China to fabricate the ballots and steal the election. So that's two interferences, both through censorship and destruction of evidence. Why? Why did it have to be this guy? Why did it have to be Joe? So they could own him too? Because they had compromise? There's something big here, folks. It's a Leviathan, and it's right under the surface. But we're going to get it. We're going to know. One day we're going to know. And the truth, they say, sets you free.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And our party did not handle the border appropriately. Look at the numbers: 267,000, 300,000 people showing up at our border, and you know we can all agree that's roughly the size of Pittsburgh. Now that's unacceptable, and that's national security issue, and that's chaos. So a secure border, being very pro-immigration, that's as I am as a Democrat, and at sometimes that's put me at the odds of my party and my base, because we can't pretend that we can take care of if there's 300,000 people showing up every month, not once a year, every month. And that's a truth, and now trying to find a way forward.
Well, they tried. First, they lied, but the border's secure. Republicans are just making it up. We're not running a voter drive down there. No, that's not. I mean, that didn't happen. We would never do that, okay? Run a voter drive down at the border.
I agree with you. I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days.
It's Joe Biden promising to abolish ICE. It went downhill from there. But what did they say? And we couldn't have a secure border. It was impossible. In fact, I got to be honest with you. Republicans have told this lie for years, too. Starting with yours truly, Lindsey Graham. No. If we don't cut an amnesty deal, there's no way to get a secure border without an amnesty deal. It never made any logical sense. What they were actually saying is, we're holding you hostage. Border stays open till we get an amnesty deal. But remember, I've been doing this for so long. I actually remember when George Bush, John McCain, and then Lindsey Graham were telling that lie. Marco Rubio was too. Well, we can't, you know, we got to get an amnesty. What does that have to do with securing the border? Well, we just can't secure. Oh, dang, the border's secure. And we have no amnesty deal. Weird, right? It just happened. Border Patrol agents released. Are you ready for this last month? How many people did they release in the country? Zero. Goose egg. Zero. A staggering drop after Biden administration allowed 62,000 illegal crossers into the country in May of 2024. What does that mean? They caught them. They went, welcome to America. Here's Kamala Harris's book and a free phone. Where would you like to fly to? At taxpayer expense. 62,000 just in May 2024. Caught and released. How many were caught in May of 2025 under President Trump? 8,725 trying to cross. We got them all. We released none of them. Meaning everything the Democrats ever told us about the border was a lie. Now, the 8,725 migrants caught at the border in May is a 93% decrease. These numbers are incredible. By the way, this is the all-time best. It's best it's ever been since we've kept records at the border. The 93% decrease from May 2024, last month. In May 2024, when the Biden voter drive was in full swing, 117,905 illegals were nabbed. And we processed and turned 62,000 of them loose in the country. So they lied. They lied. We never had to do any of this. We never needed an amnesty to do this. We never needed another piece of legislation. All we needed to do was find the will to enforce the law. That's it. But folks, we have years worth of damage cleanup. Years worth of damage cleanup to do. Because remember, at one point, the Border Patrol was sent out to the wall at Lukeville. And they permanently took a blowtorch, permanently soldered open a gate so that every night they could sneak 700 to 1,000 Muslim men through the gate at Lukeville. And they did this month after month after month after month, thinking nobody would notice. All while telling us there was nothing they could do. Trump's showing you there's plenty we can do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.